Here's the source of the trouble, folks, according to the Church of Scientology. About 75 million years ago, okay, there was this tyrannical king named Zimu, okay? And this tyrannical king Zimu was actually the king over a whole galactic federation. There were a lot of planets involved in this federation. And in fact, each of these planets had about 178 billion inhabitants each, which is pretty substantial, okay? Well, he was voted out of office as being the leader, but before his term of leadership ended, he had this scheme to imprison a lot of these various creatures, these aliens, you know, from these other planets that he presided over. He wanted to get rid of a lot of these beings. So he devised a plan whereby they could be captured and frozen, okay, and then transported to planet Earth, okay? Now, planet Earth in those days was not known as planet Earth. It started with a T. I don't remember what he called it. But anyway, they were transported in these spaceships, but they looked a lot like 1950s airplanes. Because remember, L. Ron Hubbard's coming up with all this in the 50s. So basically, by the way, the way that they lived on these other planets, it was a lot like the United States in the 50s. 75 million years ago, but the streets, the house, and everything was similar to 1950s L.A. Okay. And the planes, he literally said that these spaceships literally looked like and were shaped like, and he named the aircraft of the 50s, you know, of a commercial airliner. So these commercial airliners came to Earth with all these alien beings that were frozen in cryostasis, okay? I feel bad for people who just walked into this sermon and have no idea what I'm talking about. That's what you get for showing up late. So, you know, he brings all these beings, right? And he takes them to these, you know, volcanoes around Hawaii. And basically thaws them out. And he sets off these nuclear bombs, which kills them, you know, of course. So he blows them all up with nuclear explosions, but obviously that's not going to get rid of their souls, though. You know, all these billions of alien beings that he brought over, the scum of the galactic universe that he wanted to get rid of. So he brings them over, he blows them all to smithereens with an atomic blast in Hawaii, all right? And then their souls are released up into the air. But he was ready for that. Obviously, he knew that just destroying the body doesn't get rid of the soul. Okay. So he had these giant magnetic devices that would basically act as like a soul vacuum and suck up all the souls of these creatures. So he sucked up all these billions of refractory spirits. Okay. And he basically brainwash them. He put them in a re-education program where they're brainwashed, then they're released again into the earth. Okay. Now, 75 million years ago, of course, you know, there were no human beings on this planet. But over the course of time, through evolution, you know, mankind developed, and here's what happened. When mankind developed, all of these spirits floating around, what he calls thetans, these thetans began to attach themselves to human beings, okay? But it's not on a one-to-one ratio. It's not like one of these things attached itself to one human being. Oh, no. People can be teaming with these things. And, in fact, people are. All of us are, according to Scientology. You know, we all have all these alien spirit parasites living inside of us. And the goal of Scientology, one of the goals is to get these things out of you. You know, and they call this being clear. You know, so you go through stages of Scientology where you're pre-clear, then you're clear, and then you get to where you're an OT. Not an OG. I said an OT, which is an operating thetan, where you're like your own thetan. You know what I mean? And you're controlling your own destiny. You don't have all these other thetans in you messing with you and creating all these problems in you, okay? So what does the Bible say about this? Well, nothing. But anyway.